Coming up later on this month, on Sunday, May 16th, we're going to launch a brand new show here on 97.9 The Heel, and we're really excited about it. It's going to be called Talk of the Town, 30-minute program Sundays every weekend here on WCHL. And the idea behind it is really simple. It's about people helping people. Jeremy Salemson is the founder of CIMG Residential Mortgage, celebrating 25 years in business next year. He and the team at CIMG are very passionate, not just about their work, but also about helping folks in the community and doing good work. Jeremy's going to be hosting this show and talking to other people in the community about the work that they do to make our area a little bit better. And Jeremy Salemson joins us here now in the studio to talk about it. Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron Keck, and thank you for having me. Early morning here on your fine show.
So tell us about the show and the idea behind it. How did it all come about?
Sure. So again, the show is called Talk of the Town, right here on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. It's got such a nice ring to it.
Yeah, right.
It just kind of flows really well. We're excited about this. This was really an idea born, Aaron, out of a concept, out of an initiative that we've had in place at CIMG Residential Mortgage really for the last 3 or 4 years, right? It's a simple premise. Again, the show is all about people helping people. Our initiative is all about giving back, right? Yeah. And so what we decided was, look, you know, people really, at their core, they want to do good and do well within their communities. But oftentimes, as individuals, it's difficult to find those opportunities on a consistent basis, right?
Or at least, like, where do you start?
Where do you start, right? And so we thought, well, look, what if we came up with a group that was solely in charge of putting together 12 different volunteer opportunities throughout the year, one each month, that you could sort of check into as you were able to do so, whether it was scheduling, whether it was volunteer, whether it was financially, or all of the above, and just be a part of something on a much larger scale. And so what we found is that from a cultural perspective, it's been an absolute home run for obvious reasons, right? It makes people feel good. It gives them a sense of purpose. But also it allows us to come together as a group and affect change outside of what we do each and every day from a company perspective. And so from that point of view, I'm really excited to then bring Talk of the Town. Again, premise quite simple. What we're doing is giving a voice to all of the good deeds that are happening right here within our community. And we're focusing on these extraordinary individuals doing some just outstanding work right here in our own community.
And I love the fact that there's just an endless supply of people in this community that are doing great work. Who are some of the people that you're going to be talking to?
Yeah, so thank you for asking, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
even though the official launch is not until Sunday, May 16th, we've been speaking to quite a few. And so I'll give you just a tease, if you will, of some of those conversations. The first one was actually with a couple of individuals that are no strangers to WCHL. Jeff Neiman and Aaron Westrick came together to talk about a platform that was, again, sort of born out of F3, which you've had multiple conversations around. F3 is our workout group. It's Fitness, Fellowship, and Faith right here in Chapel Hill, and just an extraordinary group of individuals. But this concept was simple. It was late December of 2020. With the idea we were going to give once and help twice, meaning that donations would come in, we would buy gift cards from local restaurants, and then in turn, we would give those gift cards to needy families. And I think the initial goal was something like $6,000. We ended up raising, I believe, close to $33,000 or $35,000 in a matter of a couple of weeks.
Awesome.
And ultimately, I think we helped 400 or 500 beneficiary families, right? So incredible work.
Plus the restaurants.
Plus the restaurants as well, right? So again, giving once, helping twice.
Yep.
And Jeff and Aaron were sort of spearheading that initiative. So we talked to them. Molly Maids, right? You think, well, what does Molly Maids have to do with giving back? But actually, they've had a foundation in place, I believe since 1994. And they address domestic violence issues throughout the region. So they're a franchise group, and the local owners are fantastic and have been dedicated to this cause for many, many years. We've talked to Wegmans. As most of you know, Wegmans is new to the area, but they are not new to giving. So they've been involved at an intricate level with a number of local charities, Habitat and the Orange County Rape Crisis Center, and a number of others as well. Brandwine's Bagels, probably familiar with that individual, Mr. Alex Brandwine. Just a great story behind him in itself. But they have a program called Fundraising Fridays, which we'll talk more about in the show. Again, just giving back each week, which is fantastic. My most recent show, the UNC Horizons piece, which has yet to air, but it will. It's a heartwarming, compelling, and a necessary story to tell about women's substance abuse issues and how this wonderful team at UNC helps women from a holistic perspective in terms of not only dealing with their substance abuse issues, but getting them back on their feet and making sure that their families are safe going forward. And then finally, we've talked to Doctors Elizabeth and David Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
If you remember from Malawi Children's
yeah.
Initiative, again, just two extraordinary individuals doing some incredible work in Africa. And again, we just finished a fundraiser with them. David is also a part of F3 in addition to being a doctor, as his wife is. So we have a lot going on. And to your earlier point, really almost an unlimited number of individuals and entities. And that's what we're looking for. So we're looking at individuals, but we're also looking at public entities, private entities, public-private partnerships. So this is my sort of outreach to the listening public today. If you're aware of someone or a group doing something, right, and you want to have them on the show, please email us at talkofthetown@wchl.com.
Awesome. Speaking with Jeremy Salemson, again, the founder of CIMG Residential Mortgage, host of Talk of the Town, going to be airing Sundays at 11 a.m. here on 97.9 The Hill WCHL, beginning on Sunday, May 16th. We've had some preview episodes already. The launch is Sunday, May 16th.
That is correct.
It's going to be a regular thing.
That's
and
correct.
I love the concept of the show, not just because it's a great way to spotlight and thank and appreciate the people who are doing all this good work, but then giving listeners an opportunity to say, hey, if you want to do good work, here's someone you can connect with. Here's a thing you can do.
Well, and thank you for mentioning that. So, you know, for us, it's an opportunity to educate, mm-hmm. right? It's an opportunity to bring light and to bring a voice to perhaps a number of organizations or individuals that wouldn't normally get the type of coverage that we're giving them today,
yep.
right? And I think that's really important, especially with what we've all been through in the last, you know, 18 months or so with COVID, as that continues to be a burden on many from a health perspective, from a financial perspective as well. We need some good news, Aaron, and we need to know who are the good people doing these incredible things in our local marketplace. And so from that perspective, again, we're going to rely upon the listening public to give us ideas going forth as well so that we can continue this pipeline to make sure that we're addressing all of the right stories from right here in our community.
Sounds good. Anything else that folks ought to know about the show?
Just that they should tune in on Sunday, May 16th at 11 a.m. to check it out. And also, if you do miss it live, you can listen to it again on demand, right?
Yep.
And so that will be located on the on-demand page.
97.9 The Hill page now. Yeah.
Right on Chapelboro.
It is the on-demand page. We just changed the label for
okay.
it. So,
okay.
yeah.
Right.
97.9 The Hill page on Chapelboro.com. Go there and get more. And if you've got ideas for future segments, talkofthetown@wchl.com.
Is that is correct. And that email will come straight to me, and we will begin a discussion around whether or not we should have those individuals on the show.
Awesome. Talk of the Town airing Sundays at 11 o'clock, beginning on Sunday, May 16th. Tune in. Don't miss it. If you do miss it, again, chapelboro.com. Go to the 97.9 The Hill page. You'll get the full archive there. Jeremy Salemson, pleasure as always. I'm so looking forward to the show.
Aaron, thanks so much for having me. And again, thank you for this opportunity. So excited about bringing Talk of the Town to the WCHL listeners.